Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
In thinking about cutting-edge technology and innovative teaching practices, your first thought might not be of rural schools in Southeast Kentucky. But thanks to a new program, maybe it should be. Led by the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative, 17 school districts are collaborating with a variety of partners in a new program called the Appalachian Renaissance Initiative, or ARRI. WMMT's Mimi Pickering has this report on how ARRI is encouraging local teachers to use project-based learning in their classrooms.
Today is tomorrow, is yesterday. Don't wait around until it's too late. Everything that happens, happens today. Today is tomorrow's yesterday. Today. Oh, yesterday.
That was musician Ron Short with an Appalachian Renaissance Initiative theme song that he was commissioned to write and perform for the first ARRI Promising Practice Summit in fall 2014. Established with a prestigious $30 million Race to the Top grant from the U.S. Department of Labor, ARRI has a number of goals, but central is to provide a high-quality education that prepares all of the 42,000-plus students in these districts for 21st-century jobs and citizenship. At the Promising Practice Summit, Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative Executive Director Jeff Hawkins described the work getting underway.
It is an exciting time for educators in Eastern Kentucky as we continue to work toward excellence in student learning, remaining always adaptable, motivated, and responsive. Innovation is occurring every day in schools and classrooms across our region. Districts in our region are working collaboratively with critical partners in the community to establish the next generation of innovation goals, measures, and outcomes. Schools in our region are reimagining and redesigning systems, processes, and policies to be more learner-centered and ensure high levels of student achievement. Teachers in our communities are building on successful strategies and creating environments that sustain a culture of performance based on the kind of continuous improvement necessary to bring about faster and better critical problem solving that will increase student achievement. Teachers are providing increasing opportunities for student voice and choice, personalized learning, anytime, everywhere learning, and college and career success. Our region's students are engaged in award-winning robotics programs, farm-to-table agricultural programs, distance learning, reforestation projects, award-winning community challenge activities, STEM initiatives, entrepreneurial projects, publishing their own original artwork and books, using advanced technology in new and different settings, early college programs, and the list goes on and on.
ARRI is designed for educators at all levels to learn from each other. Letcher County teacher Myrtle Boggs made a presentation to other teachers about her use of project-based learning, which is one of the innovative teaching methods being used in ARRI schools.
Teachers no longer stand and deliver, and I really felt bad about coming and just talking because that's not how I have class. Teachers become facilitators. In a real classroom, I would say, what is project-based learning? And then I would give the kids some guidance, and they would go off, and 10 minutes later, they would come back with what their answers were, and they would do little presentations, and then we would move on to the next step. It's not about me knowing everything. It's about me being smart enough to ask the right questions and being sane enough to be able to filter some of their questions as they come to me. And it is more difficult. Don't jump in thinking that every day has to be a circus. It doesn't.
Project-based learning is an alternative to paper-based, rote memorization, or to teacher-led classrooms. Project-based learning can be described as learning by doing. Students learn knowledge and elements of the core curriculum, but they also apply what they know to solve real-world problems and produce results that matter.
It's not just about doing a project. It's about project-based learning. If you are going to make $5 or $100 an hour, someone is going to be looking at you and seeing if you can follow the instructions and then actually apply those in whatever job market there is. So project-based learning is not just this new fad that we're going to implement in our classrooms. This is as real as we can make it.
Letcher County teacher Myrtle Boggs describes some of the ways she uses project-based learning in her classrooms.
Most of the time you tell a student, read this paragraph or read this chapter, and you don't get a whole lot of enthusiasm out of them. But I have students in my school who love horseback riding. There are other students who absolutely love basketball. Other students who love to go shopping. I have one student who absolutely has the best sticker collection in the world. So when we're studying something in colonial times, one student may focus on how the horses were such an important part of the daily life. And then another student might take stickers and draw and make clothing and put those on them and make colonial women. Did they both have to research the colonial time period in order to do their projects? Yes. Did they learn how to actually go onto the internet or to go into a textbook and find information that was relevant? Yeah. Our students are learning through these processes that the first thing that pops up may not be the best source of information. So they are learning how to take information and figure out if it fits in with what they're actually doing. They are learning how to be thinkers. They're learning how to take what they're reading, what they're researching, what they're asking people about, what they're getting ready to create, and they're going to take that and put that into a form that is going to help them in the real world. My students really benefit, and within our county, my students, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, they perform 1st and 2nd in the county in all of their tested areas. They do well.
Although project-based learning may appear to teachers, students, and their parents to be a new approach, Boggs says it goes way, way back.
Confucius and Aristotle said that they thought learning should be done through questioning, inquiry, and critical thinking. Dewey said, learning that is based on experience is driven by students' interest. Students shouldn't be passive learners. Coming up a little bit closer, Ms. Montessori said, through example, education occurs. Learning happens not by listening to words, but by experiences. If we've got these people for many years that have been saying, if we really want students to learn, not just to memorize facts and to recall those and put those down on paper, if we really want people to learn so that they are ready for the real world, we need to make it more real. Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself, and that is by Dewey. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, you know, these people, I wish I'd paid a little more attention in college when I was studying about them, but now it makes sense that I've been teaching a few years, and I can see how their words are really what we should be driven by.
That was Myrtle Boggs, Letcher County teacher, speaking to other educators at the first Appalachian Renaissance Initiative Promising Practice Summit in Pikeville in 2014. Stay tuned to WMMT as we continue to report on ARI's efforts to build a model rural public education system in Eastern Kentucky. This is Mimi Pickering for WMMT, with the student chorus performing the ARI theme song, Today is Tomorrow's Yesterday.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.